Hey, baby. Are you free at the moment? Good. So, baby, do you remember how you broke one of my sex toys the other night, and I said I was going to punish you? Well, since it's Saturday and neither of us are busy, and I've decided what I'll do to you as the punishment, I think I'd have some fun with you. First, take off all of your clothes. Yes, all of them. Right in front of me. Be a good boy and obey me. Yes, every single piece of clothing off. Hurry up. Oh, yes, that's a sight I'm always willing to see. Your naked body, it's so... Let's not get carried away. I'm not done preparing you. Now, baby, sit on that chair and put your hands behind your back. Good boy. Now where's... Ah, here's the rope I bought yesterday. I've picked the strongest but softest one they had. Just running my fingers along the rope makes me... But no. For now, this is not for me. Well, not yet. This is a part of your punishment. Now, keep your hands still back there. You better not move unless I say so. There. I've tied your hands up nice and tightly. But that's not enough. Let me get back in front of you and tie your legs to the chair. Done. Now you can't move at all. Does that feel good, baby? Oh my goodness. The way you look at me, while you're so restrained and helpless, completely at my mercy. Oh, one more thing before I start. Because I also got a blindfold for you. And I'm going to use it to steal your sight. And there's nothing you can do about it. Isn't that sweet? Excellent. Now you can't see, which is good because you don't need to see what I'll do to you. So might as well make room for the other senses. Because trust me, you're going to need them for what I'm about to do to you. Goodness, you look so vulnerable. Oh, I'm getting so excited. Hey, baby, how does it feel that I can do anything to you, and you'll have no means to defend yourself? Now, enough talking. It's about time we begin. Oh, are you squirming already? I've only kissed you once on the chest. There's more to come for you. Much, much more. You know, you squirming so much and making all those whimpering sounds only make me want to kiss you more. Oh, yes, your body. It's always a pleasure to look at, to touch, to kiss. Say, you're finally staying still. Are you tired from all that squirming? Ah, okay. My lips are a little sore. I'm giving them a short break. Oh my goodness! Look at how much you're blushing, baby. What was that? It feels like your body is on fire? Well, That's the desired effect. You know, it seems like something else is also on fire, and it's right between your legs. Yep, that is one big boner you got, and I've got plans for it. Let's move on, shall we? Let's. Oh! Oh my goodness! I only gently brushed my finger against your cock and it twitched like crazy. You're really sensitive, aren't you? Let me start stroking your dick. That feels great, doesn't it? My fingers wrapping around your throbbing, bulging dick. Oh, was that a moan? I think I just heard you say something. Let's make this even more enjoyable. This feels even better, right? Me kissing your neck and grabbing on your hair so you can't move? Your penis is getting hotter. Uh-oh. I think you're close. You want to come, don't you? You want to reach the climax of your fun, don't you? Well, too bad. You're going to have to wait. You sound so surprised. Did I catch you off guard when I stopped stroking your dick? Oh, your little whimpers and whines are so cute. Almost makes me want to stroke you again. Feels good, right? And stop. Huh? Did you just call me mistress? Oh, you're so cute and sweet. But nope, I'm not letting you come. Nope, nope, nope. No matter how hard you beg. In fact, I want to hear more of your begging and whining. Let's stroke you again. And stop. Oh, a drop came out, but you didn't get to continue. You're whining so loudly and so desperately. That's it. Keep saying please. Okay, fine. I'll let you come. Just kidding. Isn't this fun? You only get to come when I tell you to, while I get to listen to your adorable little whimpers and desperate begging. Hey, don't shout at me. It's not my fault that you're this cute when you're so desperate. And your whining and begging is so pleasurable to listen to. I can feel it. Every part of your body, it wants to come so badly. Remember how you said your body was on fire? Now is when it really starts to burn, huh? That makes your whining even more pleasurable. Okay, I'll give you a chance. Apologize for breaking my toy. Nope, not enough. Sorry. Have you learned your lesson? Good boy. But I'm still not letting you come. That's right, I lied. Oh, are you frustrated? I'm just kidding. Wow, you held a massive load. No wonder you were whining so much. I teased you good, didn't I? Let's take the blindfold off. Oh my, you look upset. Was it that bad? You're not upset at me? Just frustrated? Really? You had fun? Thank you, sweetie. You're such a good boy. Here, let me untie you. You know what? I have an offer to make. If you want, you can give me a little punishment tonight. You know, for teasing you so much. Oh, and by the way, just so you know, the toy you broke 2 nights ago was actually already broken. I just wanted an excuse to edge you today, so I played a little prank. Hey, it's not like you've never tricked me before. Plus, like I said, you'll get your revenge on me tonight. Oh dear, I'm in trouble, aren't I?